holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Melchizedek Part 2, we got to find out who he is.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, welcome everybody back. Welcome back to Be Holy, Be Holy, Be Holy. Listen, go on over to podbean.com, download the broadcast, get the link, share the link, get out there and share it until you can't share it no more. You hear me? All right, listen, no matter what happens, it's always going to get better. Don't pay attention to what's going on now. What's happening now is not forever. Always understand, no matter how bad it gets, it will be better. It will get better. It will be all right. You will be all right. You will. No matter what, whatever tries to hinder you, whatever the devil tries to do, people try to do, your job tries to do, your children try to do to you, whatever. It doesn't matter. It might be bad now, but it won't be bad forever. Lift your hands and say, I'll be better. Today is going to be better. I guarantee it, because today is a great day. Today is a great day. Today is better than yesterday. It's going to be better than tomorrow. You know why, right? Because we're living today. And tomorrow will be better than today. And tomorrow will be better than the day after, because we'll be living in tomorrow. But right now, we're living in today. We're living in today. Today is good. Regardless of how bad it gets better. Trust me, it gets better. It's only a part in the timeline of your life. You will be better. Everything will be better. And especially when things are bad, you got to keep yourself up. If you don't keep yourself up, you'll stay down. So don't even let yourself get down. Even though things are falling apart around you, you got things that you need to get off your chest, things you need to say, things you need to do, people you need to speak to. Don't let that pull you down. Stay where you are. Stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up. Get up, 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 and on your way. Always stay up. Always stay up and spiritual. Ask God. Ask God what you need to do. Ask God to guide you. Ask Him. He'll guide you. You know why He'll guide you? Because He wants to guide you. He wants to do that. And if He wants to do that, you let Him guide you. Because trust me, wherever God guides you, it's got to be better than where we are. It's got to be better than what's happening right now. No matter how good it is or how bad it is, it's going to get better. God does all the guiding if you let Him. A good man's feet are guided by the Lord. There's a light it's a path that's lit for him to walk and her to walk. They're just going to walk that path because they can see that light on their feet. Let God guide you and you'll be much better off for it. And listen, another thing, don't let people make you feel bad about who you are. You might not be everything that you need to be. You might not be everything that you can be, but don't let people make you feel bad about who you are. That's God's job. Let God make you guilty. Let God make you feel guilty. But 9 times out of 10, God is trying to show you how to get out of it. He always has a way of escape, always has a way of escape for sin and everything else. Just ask Him to show it to you. And then when He shows it to you, listen to Him. 9 times out of 10, once He shows it to us, we're not going to listen. That's just our human nature. But I'm telling you, we have to start, you know, listening. We have to make an effort, a cognitive effort to actually listen to Him and actually do as He instructs. Because trust me, His world is made, right? God is not worried about His world. He's trying to get us to his world. He's trying to get us through our world. Do you understand? And if he's in charge of his world and our world, then we need to go to him so that we can escape all this foolishness that happens around us, all the foolishness that we end up part of, all this foolishness that ends up being in our pockets and in our pocketbooks and purses and everything else. We're needing him to guide us. And you know what? We're going to go right back on over here to this Melchizedek. I didn't forgot. Oh, no, I got the verse right here. We ain't forgot. We have not forgotten. Verse number six. Hebrews 6, verse number 6, it says this. But Melchizedek, who was not a descendant of Levi, collected a tenth from Abraham. He collected a tenth from Abraham. Only God collects the tithe. All right. Anyway, I'm not going to stay there. But Melchizedek, who was not a descendant of Levi, collected the tithe from Abraham, and Melchizedek placed a blessing upon Abraham. Who's the only one who can bless you? We're trying to find out who this Melchizedek is. It says he was the king of Salem, and he was called the king of, his name meant, Melchizedek means the king of peace and king of justice. And he was the king of Salem, and you know, and so if he's the king of peace, I mean, listen, there's only one king of peace. There's only one king. See, that's why when you read the Bible, you can't go by your own intellect. You have to ask God what it means. If you read this first glance, it sounds like you're talking about this one man someplace, and he became king, and Abraham gave him some money and this, that, and other. Huh. But if you really look at it, it's more than that. This king had no record of a father or a mother. This king had no record of a father or mother, no record of beginning of life, no end of days, no birth, no death, none of that. He had no record of it. Not that they couldn't find it. He had none. He had no record of that type of thing. So that tells you that he is not from this world. Whew. Okay. All right. Anyway, verse number six again. But Melchizedek, who was not a descendant of Levi, collected a tenth from Abraham, right? And Melchizedek placed a blessing upon Abraham, the one who had already received the promises of God. Whew. He had already received the promises of God. And Melchizedek gave a blessing to him. Verse number seven. And without question, the person who has the power to give a blessing is greater than the one who is blessed. Who is Melchizedek? Who is he? Ask God to show him to you, because trust me, if I tell you, you won't believe me. You'll say, you'll call the radio station saying, oh, he's making up stuff, or he's making up things. We need to get him off the air. No, I'm not making it up. I want God to give you the answer, so you can't take God off the air. You hear me? Yes. Verse number eight. The priests who collected tithes are men who die. So Melchizedek is greater than they are, because we are told that he lives on. Woo! How does Melchizedek back from Abraham, he's still living at this day. Who could that be? I'll let God show it to you. Because that's a very key thing. I was talking to a gentleman who would always talk to me. Oh, man, you can't say Jesus is God. You can't say there's no Trinity. You can't say. I said, I'm not saying it. The Bible doesn't say anything about any Trinity or anything like that. So why are we saying it? Why are we making the words trying to explain the Bible? Why are we trying to explain God? Why are we trying to explain who God is with things that we make up? Why would we do that? And so he would just argue all over social media, argue with me. I said, listen, okay, do you even know the story of Melchizedek? And then another brother chimed in, and we start talking about Melchizedek and showing him certain things about Melchizedek. And right then and there, we didn't tell him who Melchizedek was. God opened his eyes to who Melchizedek was. He said, I had never seen this before in my life. He went on all day. He said, man, I'm in here crying like a baby. I never saw this before. I didn't know that this was even in there. I didn't know. I was fighting you, but I didn't know that I was fighting against my own understanding. I was fighting against God himself because he was trying to show it to me, but I wouldn't read it and I couldn't see it. But when God came in, it's nothing I had to sit there and explain to him. I didn't have to go grab a dictionary. I didn't have to go grab four or five different verses and show him. I said, hey, man, just read this. And when he started reading this, he found out who Melchizedek was because God opened his understanding. And that's what I'm hoping that God does for some of you. Listen, I'm not trying to get you to join my church. I'm not trying to get you to follow me. I'm trying to get you to share those links over at podbean.com. But I'm trying to get you to understand and go to God for all your understanding. Just like I have to do. I have to go to God for my understanding. I can't get my own understanding and then get on the radio or get on social media and preach it and put it on Podbean. I can't do that. My understanding is nothing. If God gives us an understanding while we're talking, great. If he gives you an understanding while we're talking, great. If we're broadcasting and God's giving you an understanding, that is God living right there in front of you. And he's infiltrating your life. And we're not just talking about it at church, see? We're not talking about going to church, going to choir rehearsal, going to usher board meetings, going to auxiliary meetings, having different services, having a healing service, having a drink at the altar service. We're not having a communion service. I'm showing you what God showed me, and I'm telling you what he says to me as I broadcast. And if he begins to show you and opens up to you things that you've never heard before, thank God. Don't thank me. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with God. And I'm showing you how this Melchizedek was blessing Abraham, and he's alive to this very day. That same Melchizedek is alive to this very day, and he's a priest forever. The only priest that we know of that is forever is Jesus Christ. All right, let's see. Verse number 8 again. The priests who collected the tithes are men who die. So Melchizedek is greater than they are. Because we are told that he lives on. Number 9. In addition, we might even say that these Levites, the ones who collected the tithe, paid the tithe to Melchizedek when their ancestor Abraham paid a tithe to him. For although Levi wasn't born yet, the seed from which he came was in Abraham's body when Melchizedek collected the tithe from him. This is a very, very spiritual thing. Still talking about Melchizedek. And you know what? We are out of time. I want you to always, always, always stick to God, and God will stick to you. Always listen for him. Always follow his instruction, and you will always be all right.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.